Life is a state of mind. Imagine the one you want and then create it. This is the Absolute Philosopher, God Unlimited, University of Healing. Dr. Herbert O'Reilly speaking, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Life is a state of mind. Imagine the one you want and then create it. This is something we can all do. We can imagine what it is that we would like out of life. We can imagine all of the wonderful things that life has to offer and all the wonderful things that we have to offer to life. We are not just living here just to be physical beings on a physical planet. We are here to be spiritual beings on a physical planet. And the physical planet is whatever we create it to be. Now, what do you want to create your physical planet to be? Do you want to create your physical planet to be something exciting and something beautiful? Or do you want to create your physical planet to be something that limits you? And, of course, we'll all say we want it to be exciting and beautiful. Well, how do we create something to be exciting and beautiful? We can think thoughts. I was thinking thoughts. And I was thinking of a problem that I was looking at. And in the problem I was looking at, I was thinking, now, these people were all wrong. These people were doing incorrect things. They were being mean and they were being hateful in a way. And then I thought, hey, why am I allowing myself to think mean and hateful things that people are thinking? Because that's what they're thinking. I am the creator of my world. I am the one who puts the thoughts into motion for myself. Now, what thought am I going to put into motion? I'm going to put the thought into motion that all is in divine order. I'm going to put the thought in motion that whatever is for my highest and best that I can conceive is done. You see, whatever I can imagine, I can experience. But I have to imagine it first, because if I go around thinking what other people might think, or thinking foolish things that I don't really want to experience, then I empower those things. Where do you stand on this here? Do you empower things that you don't really want to experience? Do you empower a life that is not as harmonious and not as beneficial? How would you imagine your life to be if you had the ability to just imagine it and dream about it and think about it and not give any thought as to how it was going to manifest? That's an interesting point of view, isn't it? So often we want to manipulate life to be the way we want it to be. We want to make life into something that we want it to be, something that we vision in our mind it is to be, and then we connive and we think of all the ways in which we could bring that about. And yet, that's not the technique that really works. A master doesn't do things in that way. A master thinks his thoughts, and, as we say, the power of the universe vibrates to manifest them. A master thinks his thoughts, and, we say, more really, the power of the universe vibrates to reveal them, because they already exist. Whatever condition we would like in our life, it already exists, if only in our mind, or if in reality, or whatever, but it does exist. And it's up to us to put that cause into motion to experience it. Imagination is the key to achieving any goal that we want to have. What can I imagine? What can you imagine? What can I imagine I would like to have? Well, I always wanted to have a beautiful place in which to have the University of Healing. And now we have this beautiful 104-acre campus here. I wanted to have a place where people could come and meditate and relax and be at peace and live in a very peaceful surroundings. And this we have. It seems as though even the airplanes take a little different journey over this top of the mountain and go more to one side of us than the other to keep the noise down. Everything that we could want in life first takes place as an idea, as our imagination. What can you imagine for yourself that you would like to have in life? Do you want a perfect body? Well, that's easily done. Can you, and this is the kicker, can you every moment of your life think about a perfect body? If a body want a body that is well and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. And you see, that's just it. If we allow ourselves any thought that our body is not perfect, we empower that condition. And that's really not the condition we want. We want to empower the condition that our body is well and strong. Our body is fantastic. Our body is glorious. Our body is just the way we want it. But we don't need to use all those adjectives and adverbs. We just say, we have a perfect body. And that's sufficient. Actually, we said we have a body. The only real body we could have is the perfect one. That's the one of the original design, the archetypal body. So if we want a perfect body, we must think a perfect body, think it all day long. And that takes a little bit of training, because we have been training ourselves to look at illusions and say that's our real self. We've been training ourselves to look at limitation and saying that's our real self. We've been training ourselves to look at all sorts of funny things and to say that that's our reality. Well, so it is. The law is caring less about what cause we put in motion. The law is merely there to do, to carry out whatever it is we wish. And there is a store, you might say, in the infinite consciousness that we are. And in that store is the good and the non-good, the beneficial and the non-beneficial. And if we choose the non-beneficial, the store doesn't say, I'm not going to sell that to you because you shouldn't have the non-beneficial. It's not good for you. And we should be the ones who say that to ourselves. But no, we go in there and we pay the price that it costs for the non-beneficial things. Oh dear, I have so many problems. Oh dear, life is so bad. Oh my, oh me. You see? And lo and behold, that's what we experience. However, when we can go into the store and go into the department of beneficial things and make our selection, oh, there are so many things we can select there. Whatever our imagination can conceive of for us, we can select and we can have it and we can enjoy it. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. I do that all the time. And I live in such a peaceful attitude, such a relaxed attitude. There are all sorts of things going on around me that disturb other people, but they don't disturb me. They can't disturb me because I'm imperturbable. I look at these things and I just say, hey, whatever it is that turns you on, that's your business. It has nothing to do with me. And true, people may be mean to me, they may incarcerate my body, they may do all sorts of things to me, but what is that to me? I am that perfect, ideal being at all times, inside myself, untouched by anything on the outside. I create my body perfect. I create my life perfect. I create my world perfect. I create everything I do perfect. Oh, the tempest will blow, and the winds on the outside may bring the dust into life, but if I stand in my perfect shadow, if I stand in my perfect sun, if I stand in my perfection, those things will not touch me. And by touch me, they will not touch the inner man. The outer man can be disturbed, but the inner man can never be disturbed. And the outer man need not be disturbed either, so long as the inner man is kept at peace. So long as the inner man is remaining as a balanced, happy, wonderful being. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. And that's where we want to live, and that's how we want to experience our life and know the peace that we are. What can you imagine? Can you imagine peace on earth? Then that is the only thought you want to have in your mind. Can you imagine love everywhere present between men and women, between men and women and children, between cities, governments, neighbors, between everyone in the world, between the animals, between all critters, between everything. You could never stub your toe if you were in love with the stone, or whatever object you might stub your toe on. If you were in love with your body, you could never put your body in jeopardy. You'd always put your body in harmony and in life and in peace. What can you imagine? What goes on in your mind, in my mind? Whatever goes on in our mind is what we have allowed to be there. And what goes on in our mind is what we have said is important. And we watch the movies that puts thoughts into our mind, and then we say, I wonder where that thought came from. We listen to the radio and the television that put thoughts in our mind, and then we say, I wonder why I'm having a headache today. I wonder why this. Well, we're living in that headache consciousness, and that's such a silly thing to do, to live in a headache consciousness. Now, who in the world would ever want to purposely do that? Well, you do. I do. Every time we think a thought that is not beneficial to us, we're living in a headache consciousness. What can you imagine for yourself? What do I imagine for myself? I told you a few of the things I imagine for myself, and I'm very happy with imagining them. Yes, I am. I'm very happy with my activities and my walk. Right now I'm on my second morning walk, going around the path around the campus, and it's a lovely walk. And I take the first part, which goes straight up for some several hundred feet, and then plateaus off at the meditation bench. And then now I'm going down toward our Los Montanas Gate. And you see, it's just a lovely walk. The sky has a few clouds dashing around and a few contrails of an airplane flying very high. And I'm walking with my dog Rex, who is just thoroughly enjoying this because he thinks everything is designed just for him. And it is. When he's on the leash, he's very happy because I think he's happy and he thinks he's happy too. When he is in training, he thinks this is fun time. This is the time of joy. Education is the time of revealing what he already knows. And I just have to tell him of all the things he knows, certain things are ones I want him to be actively aware of, like to come, to sit, and do different things that I'd like him to do. And he's learning them, or actually, he's becoming aware of what things I would like him to do when I say certain words. Yes, whatever our imagination is, whatever we take the time to imagine in our life, that's what we experience. So let's experience abundance, health, peace, love, harmony, balance. All the wonderful things that make for a joyous, fulfilled life. Let's put those causes in motion. And let's have that be our every moment thought, every moment idea. Every moment we're thinking those things. Every moment. There's not a second that goes by that those thoughts are not paramount in our mind, that are not right up front. And that's what we believe, and that's what we think, and that's what we are. Oh, I think that if we were to look at these people that we call Pollyanna, who are always positive thinking people, we'd find that they live a pretty good life. If we were to investigate into the backgrounds of these people who are always thinking beautiful thoughts about life, we'd find that their life is pretty good. And we might really emulate that. But really, let's emulate our own life. Our own life of being master of ourselves, putting the cause in motion for what we want to experience, and then going ahead and experiencing it with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. If a body want a body that is whole and strong, he must think a perfect body, think it all day long. That's one of the songs in our Joy Song book. And they're a positive bunch of songs. So have a wonderful day. and know that my love surrounds you, even as it surrounds me, and fulfills itself in goodness, in light, and love. I love you. I love you. I love you.